Yep. So again, this is our first and we're really excited about it. Launching Franklin Middle School, and we're using summer reading as our launching pad. It's going to be awesome.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial 102.9. Here today, virtually this time, we're in our virtual studio, not the glorious studio we usually have, with a couple of great folks to talk about summer reading kickoff. So, Erin, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be here.
And Callie, welcome.
So excited today. Good to see you.
We just had a blast. It seems like yesterday, but it was a bit ago, talking about bringing library and schools together, and you're still together and you're doing reading kickoffs for the summer.
We are. We're so excited.
You know, we see this as the end of the school year, but as far as reading is concerned, summer is a really critical time. And so we want to make sure that we're talking to kids about what's exciting and what they could be reading. And we're also informing parents and the greater community, you know, not to let this time get lost, that there are ways that you can fill this with wonderful stories.
Wonderful stories, indeed. And, you know, modeling good behavior, having a parent just pick up a book and sit in the corner and have some reading time. The kids may say, well, what are you reading? Can I read a book too? And I know even when my kids were younger, we eventually got into the read-alouds, and we did The Hobbit early, and then eventually did the trilogy and went through the whole thing. And yeah, we had fun doing that.
Our job, actually, the way we perceive our role here at the library is actually to reward you for that reading you're already supposed to be doing, and not just the kids, but also the teens and the grown-ups. We have vastly expanded our adult summer reading and synthesized it with our teen summer reading program. So literally everyone can participate and get rewarded and engage with summer reading in a fun way and get free stuff for doing it. The
Free
stuff you
stuff.
already should, yeah, you already know you got to read this summer. You know how important it is. Why not get rewarded?
Right.
That's what I'm here for.
Yep.
And sometimes that's so helpful just to have a program or somebody else, like a makeshift book club, to say, this is what we think you should be reading. This is something you might be interested in. Even if people already know that it's important and they want to do it, some people get stuck on the, I don't know what to read. So you're giving them this sense of community and saying, here you go, I've already picked some titles, or why don't you pick a book this way? So I love that you're including all age levels at the library. That's awesome.
And I know in other conversations from time to time, it would be like, what are you reading? And those kinds of conversations can, you know, the dominoes start falling. And it's like, oh, you read that? I read this. And it's related to that. And it just goes in places that you probably wouldn't have expected. And that's part of it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that actually, can I like break down our adult summer reading?
Might as well. We're just, you know, we'll just go with the flow.
We'll like work our way down. Yeah. Yeah. So for all ages at the library, you're going to be able to sign up for summer reading with a quick Google form on the library website. It's already live. It's ready to go. Folks have already started signing up, and you get a folder. So whatever age you are, you'll get a folder. So there's like ages zero, so babies can participate, all the way up to entering sixth grade gets a specific folder and a specific program. There's a teen folder, and then there's a grown-up folder. So I'll break down the grown-up folder really quick, just since we're talking about it. Inside is a log with instructions. This is brand new. We've never done this before. The theme for summer reading, there's a statewide theme that comes down from
sure.
ELC and Mass State Library. So it's level up at your library. And so we had a lot of really fun conversations amongst the staff, particularly Mitzi, who runs our adult and kids D&D programs, Dungeons and Dragons. She's like, what if we framed it as like sort of like character sheets with quests, and you kind of level up by getting points? And we toyed with this idea, and we were like, this is so fun and different. How do we synthesize it for folks who are familiar with that world, and for those of us who aren't?
If you're not a gamer,
acclimated.
How do you level
not,
up?
Yeah. So what we did was we created a list of 25 reading prompts, and they're kind of open-ended, and you can pick and choose as many of them as you want. So there's like, read a book that gives you nostalgia, read a book where the main character has your dream job, read a book with a periodic element in the title. There's like 25 of these. You can pick and choose. Each of them are worth 5 points, right? And then all you need to do to complete summer reading is to achieve 25 points. So you could read 5 books, but we also have library quests. So if you come to specific programs like our Wednesday evening patio concert series, or you download our app, we have a brand new Minuteman app that just dropped, or sign up for the new library newsletter, or reserve a museum pass, those are worth 4 points. So you can also kind of accrue points that way. And then we also decided to do what we call explorer quests, which are local things around town that are like free and easy to access that are worth 3 points. So that would be like going to the farmer's market, or checking out the sculpture park, or going to the SNET or the historical museum, all of these places that are like free and available for you to go, at different points in time that should be easy to access to engage with your community. So you can accrue points any way you want. And then there's different levels. So to finish summer reading is 25 points, but you can level up by engaging more and doing more things. The highest level you can achieve is level 5. And Mitzi came up with the cute names. There's Bookworm for level 1, and level 5 is Book Dragon. So you really do work your way up. And as you're achieving different levels, you can come in and show us, and we will give you a free book coupon for our book sale. So that is the adult program. And I do have to do a shameless plug. One of the library quests that's on the library quest list, in addition to programs and downloading the app and all the other things, we actually created a library-wide scavenger hunt that comes in a sealed envelope in your folder. So you get this, and the whole idea is you grab a team, whether it's your family or your friends, and you come to the library for 1 hour while we're open. So I listed our hours right here, 9 to 8, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday and Saturday, and open this envelope as a team and try to do as many of the items on the list as possible in order to earn a free scoop of ice cream. So we've got ice
Ice
cream.
cream
Yes,
in
ice cream and
summertime, I
caramel.
mean, that's like peanut butter and jelly. They
We're
go
so
together.
shiny up. I love it. Yeah, so we're hoping that this is the same for teens and adults. So they'll have the same items in their folders, the same kind of prompts. And that was really inspired by some of our families. I'm not going to mention their name, but Erin, you know them. This like wonderful family with a bunch of kids that are just like voracious readers. They've come up through Horace Mann, and every year the mom would ask for the teen prompts, because we used to do a bingo, and she would do it herself. And I was like, if we're toying with changing the adult program, like this is who's at the forefront of our brain, is like those folks who like really want to engage and connect with their kids and like do this. So now the challenges are all sort of synchronized. So that's the teen and adult summer reading folders. And then the kids one, we've kind of got it down to a science, everything from 0 to entering sixth grade. And the reason we do it that way is so that when we're visiting the schools and doing our hype tours, we're just giving like the same speech to all the grades. And then when we enter, if we're able to get to the middle schools, which is like been the hardest thing to try to get in schedule wise, but thank goodness for Erin. So we can like connect. Then we can kind of give the same spiel at each level. But the kids' log is timed reading. And so this is like a whole bunch of circles. And as you're going through, you're reading for 20 minutes. Each circle represents 20 minutes. So you fill in your circle every 20 minutes of reading. And as you're working your way, about every 5 hours, you hit a milestone where you earn a prize. So our goal is to kind of reward them as they're going and incentivize them to keep going. So like, the first, yeah, by after the first 5 hours, you win a free book to keep from our book cart. We've got temporary tattoos, more free books, ice cream coupons, and then it ends with a prize pack, which has some other like fun stuff and some business coupons and some fun stuff. And so the hope is that by, the kids can, and what I tell them when we do these school visits is, you get to do, you're in charge. You read as much or as little as you want every day. If you're only feeling 20 minutes today, that's fine. Or if you're like diving into a new series and you're like just voraciously reading and you come up for air and it's been 4 hours, like put on their accounts, yeah, it's you're in the driver's seat. And I think there's a lot of agency there. And I think a lot of kids love the idea of kind of, I remember years ago, I had a boy come up to me and he's like, I want to know if I read the most this summer of everyone. He's like, well, I get something. And it was years and years ago. I was like very new in this job. And I was like, I mean, I guess, sure. Like, why not? Like, I'm not going to discourage you. So now we actually do at the end of the summer, kids can pick up additional reading logs after this one. We will tally up the 10 kids who read the most and reward them for that. So
Oh,
if you're the
yes.
kind of kid that's motivated by that, we will meet you where you're at. And if all you want to do is like achieve your first prize and get to that first thing and call it a day, like that's okay too. We're here for you, but we want to make it fun and engaging and exciting. And we also have a summer-long scavenger hunt that's all throughout the library with images that are hiding every week. So that's our other thing that we're big on, the scavenger hunts.
What a brilliant support that is, because you're acknowledging the importance of reading during the summer. But that's really not what this is about. It is in its motivation, like that's why you developed it, but this is so age appropriate to give them benchmarks to say, once I reach this part of my goal, I'm going to reward myself. Like that's a life skill. And even with the adults, like you're ha getting them out in the community, or you're putting a team together and doing this scavenger hunt, like reading is a social thing. Reading is supposed to bring people together. So what I've noticed is that that's what your programs are doing. It's more than reading, but it's highlighting the power of the reading experiences. Well done.
And as a voracious reader myself, I think it'll help because there are certain days, when it's one of those rainy, overcast days, you just want to sit and curl up in the corner and read all day. But, sometimes your schedule, whatever the schedule is just not going to allow that. So you have to do some planning. Well, where am I going to fit 15, 20 minutes or a chapter or a book, depending upon the size and the amount? And yeah, heaven forbid it's one of those that it's like, the page turner. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. Am I going to have enough time? Oh, I got to go somewhere. Oh.
Oh, it's the worst, right? When you're listening to your audiobook in the car and you reach your destination and you're like, that's a good part. What if I just circled the block a few times? We've all been there.
Yes, we came back from a long trip and we were doing the Golden Compass trilogy. We got to the house and it was 15 minutes left of the last book. We just went into the house, sat in the bedroom, listened to the 15 minutes to complete it because we knew once we started, we weren't going to be able to do that. And then we unpacked the car.
That's a great story. That is so perfect.
Reading has that. And I think we've talked about it, and it certainly is appropriate because every time you open a book, you don't know where you're going to go. I mean, the cover
Absolutely.
sometimes tells you, but sometimes they're just teasers and you're really going somewhere else. And it's like, really? Oh.
Yeah, and actually, when folks at the end of the summer, we have a separate Google form to kind of report that you completed and what level you achieved. And at the bottom, of the Google form, we're actually asking everyone to tell us what their favorite book was that they read this summer. And I'm hoping that that'll translate to like either like a display or like some kind of, something tangible so that you can get your neighbor's recommendations. Like, what did everyone else in Franklin enjoy this summer? So like right
Sure.
back to that connection piece for sure. Hopefully everybody can kind of, yeah, at the end of the summer convene and sort of see like, yeah, like, oh, what did, what, yeah, what did everyone else read? And like, what looks interesting? And then the other sort of big piece for us, which I think ties into to Aaron as well, is the we are loading up our calendar. We are like launching a massive kickoff blitz that will then be followed by like a summer's worth of like crazy activities. So I did a little rapid fire at my school visit yesterday, and it was like, raise your hand if any of this sounds interesting. And it was like, we've got giant bubbles, we've got like animal shows and magicians, we've got a Wednesday evening concert series, we're gonna have all this crazy stuff. But we're starting effectively like June 9th with that first half day. We've got a petting zoo coming, and then June 13th is the first half day. It's also the strawberry stroll, and I don't know if you've if this is common knowledge yet, but this is the first year since the inception of the strawberry stroll where the road closure goes all the way up to School Street. So yes, so the library lawn is going to be part of the strawberry stroll, like an actual, like, like it's not just we for years we just kind of like, watch people walk by on their
I
way to the strawberry
know, I
stroll and kind of been
know.
like, hey,
Yeah.
like we're here too. And now we're going to be like, yeah, part of the action. We're going to have an inflatable obstacle course. We're going to have live music on the lawn. And we will be out there with a tent doing summer reading signups. And also starting that day, my coworker Lily, who works at the circ desk and in the children's department sometimes, she teaches these incredible painting classes for all
Art
ages.
and painting,
And she, yeah,
yes.
art
Yeah.
painting classes. And she is launching this new little initiative called the Tiny Art Show. So starting on June 13th, you can sign up to get a miniature canvas, and then you'll have about a month or six or so weeks to put whatever you, and this is for all ages, children all the way up through adults, you know, to paint something on the canvas. And then we're going to do an art show at the end of the summer with all of the tiny canvases.
Cool.
Tiny art show.
Yeah.
And that'll be on the 13th. And then the 16th, which is the Monday, we have a foam party. FOAM. I had to clarify that for the third graders yesterday. They're like, a phone party? Like, are you going to give us phones? Like, no, it's phones. Don't bring a phone. It's foam cannons. Like, it's going to be like a wet, messy, like bring your bathing suit and a towel kind of situation on the
Oh,
lawn.
that kind of foam.
We're very excited. We did it
Bubbly
last
foam.
year. It was so epic, and we were like, we got to do this again. We actually have two of those this summer. And then we also have a touch a truck. We're working with fire, DPW, and police to pull that together. We haven't done one at the library in the time I've been here, but
Right.
we're going to bring that back on June 17th. And then on Wednesday, June 18th, we have the Toe Jam Puppet Band. We also have a slime party on the Friday and an under the sea party on the Saturday. So we're just like, yeah, I keep joking with the kid, like, you're not allowed to be bored. Like, this is, yeah. And then the 11th is going to be a wonderful day for the middle schoolers.
Yes, we're doing. Can we like segue? Do you want to segue to middle
Yeah,
school at
I'm
this
passing
point?
the baton.
Baton pass, here we go. Boom.
Yeah, so we'll start with the event. For the first time, we are doing a summer reading kickoff with our friends at An Unlikely Story in Plainville. So, summer reading means a little something different for all of us this year. Our middle school students have always had a summer reading week requirement, but we leveled up this year. We're putting a little more,
I'm detecting a theme there.
There's more power in it this year because we're bringing three middle schools together. And I believe that there's no better way to bring people together than by sharing a common story, by having a similar reading experience. So when I was speaking with the leadership of the new Franklin Middle School, this was an idea that we came up with very early on, that let's pick some books on a theme and let's have summer reading be our first empowering everybody coming together for a fun, exciting event, and let's have it be built around books. So I've been doing my summer reading hype tour with all of the rising middle schoolers, the existing middle schoolers, promoting Summer Reading 2025. So our theme is Meet Me in the Middle, and we have selected. Oh, I love a theme.
Round of
Love a
applause.
theme. We love it. So we selected six contemporary middle grade novels that tackle the trials and triumphs of the adolescent experience. So they, all of the kids are reading two books this summer. One is a free choice. They can read whatever they want. And the second one has to be one of our six featured titles.
But
So
pick one
as
of the six.
correct. So as I'm doing my summer reading tours, I'm book talking all of those options. And usually you can see the kids, you know, their eyes start to light up a little bit. There are different interest areas. And I think most kids already have a book in mind at the end of the assembly. Like they know which one they are probably the most interested in reading. And I always start my presentations with the kids saying, I don't want to tell you what to do without telling you why it's important. So at this age, I put it out there and I talk about the proficiency that they're going to lose, the attention struggles that they are going to have, the difficulty coming back into school academically, not to mention, you know, the vocabulary, the writing, the background knowledge, all of these things that if you don't read for an extended period of time, we see significant impairments. So We also talk about reading having the power to increase our empathy. Like if you're reading about a life experience, you don't have to go through that event or that tragedy firsthand, because when you read, your brain and your heart are sort of practicing how to respond in those situations. So here we are, months away from bringing together 1,000 kids in one under one roof, and we're going to now have a common language. That leadership team, our principal and the assistant principals and the teachers in the building, every kid that you are presented with will have read one of those six titles. So obviously I can't assign teachers summer reading, but it would be great if they decided to, because then you're going to have an easy, that can be your conversation starter. There you go. Hey, what did you read this summer? And you've got a 1 out of 6 chance of having read the same book. So we're really excited about this new twist on summer reading. And yeah, like Callie said, on June 11th, we're having a big kickoff at An Unlikely Story. They are generously donating 10% of their proceeds that day. They're doing it as a fundraiser for us. So we are very grateful that hopefully this will keep the literacy initiatives alive and well at Franklin
Yes.
Middle School going forward. We've got a lot of kids counting on it. So it's a one-stop shop. If people want to come in, all of the featured titles will be available, all of the other just recommendations, staff recommendations, the store will be ours. And we're also going to have like activities and games and snacks set up. So like if parents want to just stop there and get books, you can be in and out in 5 or 10 minutes. But if you want to spend 45 minutes there and maybe meet some people and put some names to faces, and some teachers might be there, and it's going to be a gathering place for the kids. It's an awesome opportunity for us to come together for the first time as Franklin Middle School on June 11th.
Wicked cool.
We're excited.
So, what are the six books? You've got
Oh,
me
you
hooked. I'm
want
curious. I am
to
curious.
know? And I'm happy to put the link are already on the school websites. So if parents have not, if your kid has not come home with a flyer yet, or you've not received an email from school yet, they're coming. There are just only so many of us and so many assembly slots for us to present. So
True,
we're
true.
ticking our way through on our summer reading hype tour. So if you don't have this information, it is coming at you. But we've got Twerp by Mark Goldblatt. This is one of my favorites because it's told in journal form, and this is about a sixth grade boy who gets suspended, and he's coming back to school after a suspension, and his teacher says, "I want you to keep a journal because I want you to be able to reflect on what happened." And this kid, in all of his sixth grade confidence, says, "I shouldn't have gotten in trouble for what I did. It was a dumb thing, and I've done way worse things." So this, I always promote this book with the caveat that if you decide to read it, I make you raise your right hand and promise not to do any of the stupid, horrible, and disgusting things that are mentioned. Because apparently, when middle school boys get in groups, it's not, the ideas are not top notch.
They get
So there.
inspired in a way that's not. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's where TikTok and some of those other social things, lead us to the wrong way.
That's
Sorry,
right.
don't go there,
That's right.
please, please.
So the next one is The 10th Mistake of Hank Hooperman. This is by Jennifer Childenko. This is about a boy named Hank who is the older brother in a two-child family. He has a little sister who's like toddler age, and he calls her Boo. And his mom is not the most reliable kind of grown-up. And she occasionally like will take off and come back home, and he's used to taking care of his sister and like getting food and stuff. But when the story opens, mom's been gone for a week. And so he knows that something, like he needs to do something, and he needs to do the responsible thing. So he comes up with a plan and reaches out to an adult for help. And this is what happens in the days and weeks following. Fabulous. And you notice this is hardcover. This is a book that came into my heart a few months ago, and I just loved it, and I wanted our kids to read it. So that's why that's on the list as well.
Excellent.
The third choice is Counting by Sevens by Holly Goldberg Sloan. This is about a girl named Willow, who's middle school age. We would probably describe her as being somewhere on the autism spectrum. She does not have the easiest time socially, She loves patterns, loves animals, loves nature, has like the favorite outfit that she wears. And the title comes from what she does when she gets overwhelmed. She finds patterns and she counts by seven. And at the beginning of the book, Willow loses both of her parents in a car accident. Like in a, it happens off the page, but you're with Willow when she finds out about it. And so this girl for whom routine insecurity is so much a part of her life, everything is turned upside down. And it's about a community coming together to take care of a girl when she really needs it.
Yes. Well, there's an interesting tie. There's based on the civics presentation at the school committee meeting on Tuesday, coming out of Remington, there was an autism awareness project. I would gather some of those students might gravitate towards that book.
That's true. You know, windows and mirrors and sliding glass doors, right? So our next selection is Other Words for Home. This is written by Jasmine Warga. This is a book that's written in verse. So I always show the students what this looks like because if page count matters to them, if kids want to know how long is this going to take me, I always let them know what the page count is, but then I show them the format because a book in verse is going to take you a considerably
Less time.
less time to read than a book that's written in paragraph form. So this is about a girl named Jude, and she and her family, it starts in Syria, and she's a typical middle school age girl. She goes to school, she hangs out with her friend, they watch movies. And as things increase in danger politically in Syria, her family makes the decision to split up. So mom and Judah go to the United States to live with aunt and uncle and a cousin, and dad and brother stay behind. So this is about how kids have to deal with life situations, and sometimes you don't get a say. Parents have to make adult decisions, and we have to do the best we can to deal with it and to make a positive situation out of something negative. And I also love that it talks about her trying to fit in. You know, she doesn't look like the other students. She has an accent. She knows some English, but she's working on learning English as a second language. Beautiful book, Other Words for Home. And we've got two more. We have Fast Break by Mike Lupica. This is one of my favorite Mike Lupica books. So this is he's a hugely popular author for middle schoolers. He always puts an athlete front and center. So this is about a boy. I think he's about 12. His name is Jason, and this also picks up after the death of his mom. So he doesn't have a reliable adult at home, and he's really trying to avoid going into the foster care system, but that catches up to him. And he's put in a situation where he's living now with a different family, but he also has to change schools. And I love what the author does here because really living with the foster family is not the most difficult thing for Jason. It's switching schools and switching basketball teams. And that's what this kid is stuck on because he's not on the same team, he's not playing with his friends. And that's a really big deal. When you're 12, your team, you know, your school friends are really important to you. And the last one is called Bye Forever, I guess, by Jodi Meadows. This one takes place primarily in a virtual gaming world. So I show the kids the format of this one because there's a lot of text in it. So this is about a girl named Ingrid who is socially kind of awkward at school. She has one friend, but the friend is like the super popular girl, and Ingrid is like the pity friend. She doesn't think it's a real genuine friendship. But Ingrid loves to go home online and play like this role-playing multiplayer game where that's where the costumes come from and everything. And she has a much easier time interacting with people online. So this tells the story of what happens when somebody gets a wrong number text. So when you get a message that is not meant for you, what is, yes, what's the fallout? And you know, the power of social media and all of that. So those are our six choices for Meet Me in the Middle.
You
We've
just
got something for
added
everybody.
six more to my reading list. Oh my. Wow.
We've
So
ordered
it's good.
extra copies at the library as well. Some of them I'm still waiting on. I'm kind of getting like, all right.
All right, come on,
But
time's
this is,
coming.
but like, this is awesome. This speaks to our collaboration again. Like, Callie knew about this months ago when we were first brainstorming titles, and these weren't always the final six. You know, we talked back and forth. These were the top ones that I'm so thrilled that we landed on. But one of my first questions before we picked anything was, what does the library have available? What do they have in network? What can they get? What's
Sure.
available in different formats for our patrons? Because we always want to direct traffic to the Franklin Public Library. They're a great supporter of what we've done here at school.
Well, and the different formats I think is key too, because you can do an audio or a text or, the PDF ebook type. And now, from a budget perspective, even without going too far there, but there's a variety of formats, and some people are more comfortable with one or the other, or it's more
That's right.
convenient one over the other.
That's right. And we're also encouraging kids, like, if you want to read the same book as a friend, you can share a book, like, or you can each get one and then swap out. This is when they get back to school in September, the kids are going to participate in activities related to their featured title. So they will also have that social experience of coming together because, if the again, if you don't know anybody, we're giving you something that you already have in common.
Sure. You'll have six mini book clubs.
Exactly. Yep. So again, this is our first, and we're really excited about it. Launching Franklin Middle School, and we're using summer reading as our launching pad. It's going to be awesome.
I want to go back to middle school. Meet me in the middle.
I don't know if anyone's ever said that.
That's a great point.
Yeah, because we all have memories of middle school, and actually, I didn't even have middle school. I went 1 through 8, and then high school, back in my day. So there was not a middle school. So I didn't. I missed it. I want to have middle school.
Thank
Maybe.
goodness for these six titles for you to relive
Oh,
that
absolutely! I got
experience.
them down.
Well, and
I'll
you
be.
know what? In all seriousness, we're going to be inviting other community leaders in addition to teachers to be reading these small group book clubs. So you could absolutely, if you guys want to pick one of the titles, we'll invite you in when we do this in September. We're going to have people from the community, from central office, and we would love to have other community leaders such as yourselves come in and talk to our kids if you want to do it.
Sure.
100% yes.
Yeah. I'm already thinking of additional ways we can advertise and entice folks to do that.
Awesome. Yes. Oh, we love
So, teaser alert, meet
it.
me in the middle will be heard a few times this summer.
And I'll send you, if you want a link, I have a virtual version of the flyer and everything is hyperlinked. So if people want to support our book fair, if they can't come in person, there's like a hyperlink there. All of the books are available for sale. The little form that the kids have to fill out documenting the two books they read, that is linked there. We have also translation needs on our school website. So I
Sure.
have this flyer in multiple languages according to anybody's family need.
Ah, so exciting. So that's a lot. Are we going to have enough time in the summer to do all that?
I don't
I
even know. I think there's like 10 weeks between when school gets out and when and Labor Day weekend. So 10 weeks, I mean,
Yeah,
we've
it'll
got
go by
time.
quick.
Well, and like Miss Callie said, if the kids are already participating in the Meet Me in the Middle, like all the middle schoolers have to do that reading, that can count towards some of their points for the
Why
library
not?
program. So they can
Absolutely,
double
yeah.
dip.
Yeah, the time you spend reading, this,
Check
yeah,
off,
book selections. Yeah,
circle
go on
out.
your
Yep.
circles. And if you're already in middle school and you are using the teen one, you know, there is, it could tie into any of the prompts, but there's also three free reads at the bottom.
Ooh.
Bone. So whether it fits into the prompts neatly or it doesn't, we've got you covered.
That sounds good. And having just heard a couple of the prompts with the teaser, but then hearing the six books, I'm sure there's going to be some opportunities there
There
for sure.
will. For sure.
Excellent. Well, thank you for getting me excited, and hopefully the other listeners are too.
We
It's an
cannot wait.
exciting time.
It is. We can't wait.
No. And we'll include in the show notes the links to the library schedule, the meet me in the middle references that you put in there. So, yes, it'll be rich. And of course, your contact info. So, if somebody has other suggestions or other questions, they know how to get a hold of you, or they can come through me, whatever. Just read.
That's it. Can that
Read,
just
you're
be
not allowed
the
to be bored.
tagline? Just read. Yes.
Meet me in the middle. Just read.
I love
Well,
it.
thank you both for starting your day like this. This has helped me get a good start on this day as well. So, thank you. I really appreciate your time and effort in this.
Thank you so much for having us.
We appreciate you, Steve.
Thank you. And for the listeners, stay tuned and get your reading list ready. And we do this, of course, because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.